This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Factor. If you want to eat better this year and are looking for fast, healthy, restaurant-quality meals that are ready to eat and easy on your budget, Factor is the perfect solution. Sign and save right now by going to factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your order. That's code TALKTV50 at factormeals.com/talktv50 to get 50% off.
Hi, this is Walter Koenig, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Then we move into the 70s, and from Gene Roddenberry, what is known as probably his best and most...
His best unsuccessful pilot ever.
Best unsuccessful pilot ever, yeah. Yes. The Questor tapes with Robert Foxworth and Mike Farrell. It's kind of a buddy story. Because Questor is an android, and this is truly what Data was a follow-up to, because it's pre-Data,
yeah.
But Data was Roddenberry's way of later making it work. But he is an android experimenting with being human, sort of the Pinocchio thing. I want to be more like you, and Mike Farrell is his the person who was able to develop him. And becomes his guide through the world, but also his closest friend. And the story is, and of course, John Vernon plays the bad guy, but not necessarily a totally bad guy, because he's got a reason for it. Being Gene Roddenberry, there are some subtexts and layers. And so, like a pilot, it establishes who Questor is and takes you into the plot and the premise. And and there's also cameos by there's a cameo by Walter Koenig in one scene, and then characters that'll probably turn up again later on, like James Shigeta is one of the technicians. That they don't get a whole lot of screen time, but they'll probably be in the series that never was. Yeah. But it came close.
It came close, and if you really want to know the backstory of Questor tapes, you want to pick up a copy. I don't remember whether this is. I think this is volume 2 of Mark Cushman's 3-volume biography of Gene Roddenberry, which includes a very extensive chapter on the development of Questor tapes, including Leonard Nimoy's original involvement with the show and why it went forward ultimately without Leonard Nimoy. That's available through Jacobs Brown Media, Mark Cushman's book on Gene Roddenberry. But Questor tapes, the Blu-ray release is available through Kino Lorber.
Yeah, and it has sort of the first episode which involves guest star Donna Winter as this wealthy lady who knows more than she's telling and sort of opens up the rest of the premise about what the nerve center is going to be and what the scientist was up to. And they're on the search for the scientist that actually created Questor. And it all becomes, it does have a resolution at the end. So it's not like a pilot that's totally opened at the end, because you do learn a lot of what you need to know. And then you see that the idea is that these two guys are going to go from place to place and help make the world a better place if the world wants it to. And that's kind of the setup. Now, one of the things that happened, it's interesting to see Mike Farrell in this, because his career went on, of course, on to MASH. But you could see him showcased beautifully in this as the perfect sidekick, the guy next door, the conscience, the one who has to do a lot of the reacting, the heavy lifting, the, you know, what did Ralph do now, Alice, kind of stuff. But he's just super good at it. So you have to wonder if this, a lot of people saw this pilot. It was very high profile and almost made it to a series. The weird thing is that when one of the reasons Roddenberry pretty much walked was because they wanted to eliminate his character.
Yes.
I guess so Questor could have a romance every week or something.
Right, and give it a sort of fugitive Richard Kimball type of angle.
Yeah. Yeah, because they knew that's what worked. And so they made a lot of strange changes to it. And Roddenberry was the polar opposite of Irwin Allen. And I'm not going to pick on Irwin Allen because I absolutely love his shows. Irwin Allen is more like what Hanna-Barbera had to become. They had to play a little bit better with network sponsors and various groups and get the best stuff they could get on the air.
Right.
Roddenberry would not tolerate it.
Right. And that, I mean, he had the courage of his convictions, and because he stuck to his guns throughout the 70s, that's one reason why the 70s is sort of the fallow period in the career arc of Gene Roddenberry, because it's why he had projects like Questor Tapes and what was the one with Alex Cord?
Well, he actually was first cast as Questor.
And I know, he did a very famous pilot with Alex Cord, and Marriott Hartley played a character with two navels, you know, which is another that's a Roddenberry touch,
yeah.
But it's like Roddenberry
Genesis 2.
That's it.
And then there was Earth 2 with John Saxon.
Which is basically the Genesis 2 done a second time.
With Marg played by Diana Maldar.
Yes. But Roddenberry was not as willing to negotiate with, or was not as willing to compromise with network executives as Irwin Allen was. And that's what made him Roddenberry.
Well, and that's why his shows are revered the way they are. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a pretty solid TV movie on its own. And things worked out quite well for the franchise, as we all know. Star Wars had an enormous effect on that and getting, but the Star Trek, The Next Generation was the result of both Roddenberry and then an extremely great team of other people who relaunched it and an incredible cast that was, how in the world could you follow? And yet they did. And it was also, as I recall, it was not on the networks because the networks still couldn't deal with the kind of things that they were doing. So it's always sort of been on the fringes, if it was going to be at all, through a cable network, now through a streaming service. The network machine just doesn't, it's just the way it works. I've been interviewing an awful lot of writers, in fact, one that worked for Roddenberry, and that's life in general when you are creative in the network situation and the sponsor situation. You get tons of notes, many of them conflicting, and you have to figure out a way to puzzle it out. I had the same situation working in advertising. When you have clients, you've got account managers, you have executives, and they all have certain initiatives and needs. And you eventually get to the point where, okay, I'll do what you need, but you've got to consolidate the thoughts and hopefully not make this thing have so many ideas that people get confused. That happens sometimes here. And Roddenberry just wasn't built for that. So that's your Questor Tapes.
Available on Blu-ray through Kino Lorber.
We are
the real Brady Bros.
Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg. And who were you again?
I played Peter.
We've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of the Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why the Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day.
We are the real Brady Bros.
One more item if you want to eat better this year. Our friends at Factor are the perfect solution. They have more than 35 fresh, pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto Meals
that are restaurant quality, ready to heat, and ready to eat with no prepping, no cooking, and no cleanup necessary. Check it out yourself by going to factormeals.com/talktv50. Factormeals.com/talktv50. Astrid and I recently checked out some of Factor's keto selections, including their roasted tomato and feta cavatappi with broccoli and red peppers, and the garlic and herb roasted mushrooms, while their three bean chili with quinoa is just the right size for lunch. We also enjoyed their chocolate banana smoothies, which is just one of the more than 60 healthy and nutritious add-on options Factor provides that will help you fuel up and feel good all day, while best of all, Factor meals are less expensive than takeout. Sign up and save right now by going to factormeals.com/talktv50. Use promo code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your order. That's code TALKTV50 at factormeals.com/talktv50 to get 50% off. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.